Welcome to our podcast. Today we will be talking about Harry Truman, Joseph Stalin, and the Potsdam Conference. My name is Sarah.
My name is Ashley.
First off, let's talk about Harry S. Truman. Truman was the 33rd President of the United States. He came into office on April 13, 1945, which was the day after FDR passed away. Truman was originally the Vice President.
Now, I heard he created doctrine. What's that all about? Didn't it come from a speech or something?
Yes, he created it while giving a speech. The doctrine is that the U.S. will provide political, military, economic help to nations under threat of authoritarian forces, reoriented U.S. foreign policy, and intervention in faraway conflict instead of not directly involving the U.S., and this was in 1941.
What was the goal of it?
To steer clear of foreign entanglement mainly.
Wow, that's interesting. I had no idea. You learn something new every day. Now, let's talk about Joseph Stalin. Stalin was a Soviet dictator that turned into a world superpower.
What was his motivation and goal?
He had a vivid desire for greatness and respect because he was always treated unfairly in life. Although, with that, he joined the Bolshevik movement, which was notorious for attacks.
That's crazy. Was the Bolsheviks' party a gang?
As a matter of fact, the Bolshevik party also had a movement, was a type of gang. The gang was led by Vladimir Lenin and was notorious for robberies. Going along with Stalin, he was appointed for the Ukraine army to push back the Polish, which was a success, but he was criticized for not fully defeating them. From there, he was appointed General Secretary of the Communist Party's Central Committee. Lastly, Stalin created a non-aggression pact with Hitler in 1939. It stated that they would divide up Poland and then Hitler would leave them alone. Unfortunately, Hitler went against the pact and invaded Poland, which put the Soviet Union under attack.
Wow, that's a lot about Stalin. He had quite the life. Now, I've heard that Truman and Stalin knew each other. Tell me about that, please.
Truman and Stalin did, as a matter of fact, know one another. They met at the Potsdam Conference. Truman wanted close relations with Stalin so that he could have close relations with the Soviet Union.
Stalin wanted to get control over the territories that were annexed by the Japanese in the beginning of the war, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Truman's original plan was to not tell Stalin about the atomic bomb, but he eventually told him, and that's a big reason as to why the conference was so major.
Who else was at the conference, and when was it?
Harry S. Truman, Joseph Stalin, and Winston Churchill were the three major people who attended the conference. The conference was held July 17th to August 2nd in 1945, right outside of Berlin. Interesting enough, the Germans were occupied by the Americans, French, and Soviet Union, all led by the three major people.
Why was the conference mainly held?
The conference was mainly held because all three major people wanted to avoid reparations for Germany because nobody wanted a repeat of the Treaty of Versailles, except for Stalin, who wanted high reparations because all of Germany's invasions. Stalin and Truman got close because of this conference.
Yes, Stalin and Truman had similar ideas, and they both agreed on mainly the same things. They helped shape Germany as a democracy, and they helped with the agreement to end Germany's wartime allies.
Truman and Stalin then went their separate ways. Stalin became part of a communist movement, and Truman didn't want that. Stalin was so obsessed with extending the Soviet Empire that he wouldn't risk the security of it for expansion because he knew that Truman would start a war with him.
During the beginning of the Potsdam Conference, Truman and Stalin had very close ties and were very friendly toward each other. But as soon as Truman left, he felt that the Soviet Union posed a threat.
Looking at a map of Europe, it was almost like an iron curtain had descended across the continent.
Wow, that's very interesting. Very good way to put it.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're very welcome, Sarah.
Since because the Soviets wanted expansion and communism, and Truman did not. Truman and the Soviets had a lot of disagreements from then. Turkey and Greece wanted to get away from the communism, and Congress voted to give Truman $400 million to aid Greece and Turkey. This action became what we know as the Truman Doctrine. The Cold War was heating up. The front lines of the Cold War were mainly located in Germany. The side that had the allies on it of France, Britain, and the U.S. were known as West Germany.
During this time, the Allies were against Japan as well. During the war with Japan ended because not only Truman and the bombs, but rather because Japan felt threatened because of the Soviet Union, because they did not know what the Soviet Union was capable of, and they posed a big threat to the country.
Just go with that.
The Soviets turned bad. In the beginning, they were, you know, alright, decent, you know.
Oh, that is a good point.
And then, towards the end, everyone just started to not like them. And they became really communist, and they wanted to expand their communist movement. But nobody really wanted that, and everyone tried to sway away from that. And when the countries that did want to try and sway away in Europe, tried, Stalin would keep them back, and he would do things like blockades so that they couldn't get necessities. But the only thing he couldn't block was the sky. So these countries would have
planes with the U.S. had nuclear weapons, which
it was a non-nuclear weapon war. They didn't want to use their nuclear weapons because they knew if they did use them,
that they would come back with bigger ones.
No.
The other countries. To fix that issue of what we just said, they wouldn't use the nuclear weapons. They would, if it came down to it, they would threaten using them. But it would never actually turn into a nuclear war, because if the U.S. has a bomb, then Japan, or the Soviet Union, will come back with a stronger one.
All right, that's the end of this podcast.
Hope you enjoyed listening about Stalin and the Potsdam Conference.
And bye!